You're listening to SBS News.
Australia enters the Women's World Cup campaign in France with what's being called its strongest side ever and with a new coach, Ante Milicic. Former Matilda Joey Peters says she's been impressed with the side, adding they've got what it takes to get off to a good start against Italy. Peters believes they can finish top of Group C and, with a bit of luck, can get through to the finals.
Australia seeded top of this group for a reason. They're number six in the world, and if we look at their recent form, although they have, you know, the new coach and it's somewhat a new sense of a team in this Australian team, you feel like they'll get back to a couple of years ago where they really put the world by fright, I think, with Sam Kerr and the like. Just really announcing herself on this world stage as well as the Matildas.
Jamaica is a fresh face, having qualified for the tournament for the very first time. There will be little to no expectation of success for the side, but instead the focus will be on what sports journalist Tracy Holmes describes as being a story of miracles.
The Jamaican Federation actually disbanded the women's competition and the women's league and left them with nowhere to go. And so a lot of the fundraising is actually being done by Bob Marley's daughter, who's sort of come to the rescue for the team. Since then, you know, through a lot of pressure from FIFA, Jamaica has picked up its act a bit and contributed a bit more, trying to get a bit more involved.
On the other hand, number 10 ranked Brazil has some of the oldest players in the tournament, bringing unmatched experience to its first match against the Jamaicans. Several well-known faces are part of the Brazilian squad, including Marta, who has won World Player of the Year six times and is the top goal scorer in women's World Cup history. Another is 41-year-old Famiga, who first played at a World Cup in 1995 as a 17-year-old. If she gets a chance to play in France, she'll become the oldest player to appear in a Women's World Cup at her seventh appearance. SBS commentator Joey Peters says she's looking forward to watching her old friend play.
She's been one of my favourite players over the years. I had to traverse her, and actually got to play on her team once, and she's just... I'm so really proud to see her still carrying the torch for, you know, so many former players of former generations. And I hope that she has an outstanding tournament. And she probably will. She just is doesn't seem to slow down.
And then there's Italy, ranked number 15 in the world. The Italians haven't performed as well as they would like on the international stage, but a top 20 ranking still means they're in with a chance. Italy has joined other European countries in investing heavily in women's football, which former Australian goalkeeper Melissa Barbieri believes could give them an extra boost.
Italy, for example, Juventus got their first women's team and they won the league straight up. So the amount of money that these countries have started to spend, especially in the last 6 months, gearing towards this World Cup, you might see some dark horses pop up.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.